Listen to a tiling expert giving a lecture on how to lay tiles.
Tiles have been used for a very long time to give interior and exterior spaces a special look. People started making clay tiles many thousands of years before Christ. The first decorative tiles were used by the ancient Egyptians. In the past, tiles were only produced for important public buildings and homes of the rich. Today, tiles can be bought by people on a low budget or at the luxury end of the market. Plus, the colors, shapes, sizes, and finishes are endless. Today, I will give you some basic instructions on how to lay tiles on a floor. Please listen carefully and don't hesitate to ask me if you have any questions. Firstly, take precise measurements of the area to get the exact number of tiles for your floor. Don't forget to calculate 10% extra for the offcuts. It is always an unpleasant situation when you're running short of tiles. Then, clean the floor diligently and mix the adhesive mortar in a bucket to the consistency recommended by the manufacturer. Make sure you are using the right adhesive mortar for the respective area to be tiled. By this time, I am sure you will have already selected a pattern together with your customer. Start tiling in the center to create a pattern that is symmetrical. Use guidelines to keep your tiles straight. Apply the adhesive mortar in a thin layer on the floor and on the tile. This is called the floating and buttering method. Create ridges on the floor with your notched trowel and press the tile into the adhesive mortar. Wiggle it back and forth so that it does not move from its position. Continue laying tiles by means of guidelines to obtain joints that are in line. The adhesive mortar needs to dry for at least 24 hours, or as long as recommended by the manufacturer. Make sure nobody steps on the tiles before that time. Finally, fill the joints. To achieve this, you need to spread grout over the tiles. Wipe excess grout off and clean the tiles. I am sure your customer will be excited by the new look of the room.